The KRDO Afternoon News studio now is filled with smiling people. Diane Lushen and Sarah Voss are here with us from the Council of Neighbors and Organizations, and they are totally in party mode, block
yes.
party mode.
Yeah. Thanks okay. for having us.
You're very welcome. It's great to see you. You do wonderful things for the neighborhoods and the folks who live in them here in the city. This is among the many. Talk about the block party a little bit.
Yeah, we're really excited. So Kono's first day of summer block party. It's Friday, June 21st, 5 to 8 p.m. We have a beer garden. We have food trucks, live music, kids games, face paint, silent auction, cornhole tournament. We have 24 teams in our cornhole tournament. We're so excited to have the model block party for our neighborhoods to come attend, learn about some really cool things happening in the community. We've got some booths and vendors. And then Diane's going to talk a little bit about how these vendors have something to offer in a couple months, too.
Oh, very fun. Okay.
Absolutely. So, Ted, as you can imagine, this type of event requires sponsors. So I want to do a shout-out. We have 14 sponsors.
Wow.
But I want to shout out to the Colorado Trust and Ent for being our top sponsors for this event. And as Sarah said, this whole premise is us removing barriers, modeling what a block party is, but we have great partners that allow us for the entire month of September. This is the deal. Come to this fun party, kick off the first day of summer, and learn about how you can start planning your block party or neighborhood picnic, because during the month of September, all of those fees, park permit fees, block party barricade permit fees, they're going to be waived thanks to our partnership with the city and El Paso County.
Wow, on my own street, we have a block party and we will not have to pay fees.
No fees.
That's
and we
awesome.
Have barricades. We can help arrange all of that with you on how to pick them up and get the proper permit paperwork. So you pick up all that information on Friday, June 21st, and then all the people we have there on June 21st, they'll offer you some kind of discount for your neighborhood party. Maybe it's the food truck that is going to offer a discount to your neighborhood. The lemonade stand, Pikes Peak Lemonade, they're offering a coupon that you can use later in the year, too. So a lot of really fun things happening, a lot of moving parts. So we're tired, but we're ready to party with the neighborhood.
Oh, you guys are looking fresh and relaxed. You're not yet. But yeah, you are two very, very busy people. Again, Diane Lushen and Sarah Voss here with Council of Neighbors and Organizations. We're talking about the first day of summer block party. It's an annual event. This one is on June 21st from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Talk about cornhole, because it's like a thing. Does anybody not know what cornhole is?
There could be a few people. The important thing is you can register to be in the tournament. This is a fundraiser for Kono. It's a very nominal fee, but you can register through Friday. And there's something about points, and you gotta get it into this little hole, and you're tossing a
bean bag.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, the winners take home a custom designed, wrapped, built by Kono team and board cornhole set that they can use for their office and or their neighborhood. So pretty cool prize for the winning team.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really excited because we're just really hoping that this. Again, that message comes across as connecting with neighbors. Connect with each other. Build those relationships. Keep it local to all those local sponsors and vendors that are coming. And just start to think about what could happen in your neighborhood. Celebrate that uniqueness of your neighborhood as well. And start to plan for September. And we're here to help you plan. I'm kind of that personal event coach in the office.
Yeah, I can tell. You have event planner on you.
A little bit.
You wear it well. It works. You're very organized. Keep me going in the straight line.
I have not seen my desk, but I'm getting there.
But she knows the rhyme and reason to all those sticky
absolutely.
Notes, Ted.
Again, Council of Neighbors and Organizations, annual first day of summer block party on June 21st from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., come for the beer garden, food trucks, live music by a group called Spur. Hear good things about them. Kids games and face painting, a silent auction, a cornhole tournament. You could be on one of the teams, or you could bring your own team. What you're doing is fundraising to help Kono do the things that it does, like unifying the community, bringing the community together. This one of the most important aspects of this event is that it is open to the entirety of Colorado Springs.
Absolutely.
Nobody is not welcome.
Correct. And that's really what we want to promote. We have county commissioners playing cornhole, CSPD, the police department, and just normal everyday citizens too. We got some Olympic athletes stopping by, so just a lot of really fun things. We can't share all our secrets, but some really fun things happening that evening.
No spoiler alerts.
See how she is?
I do see how she is. It works well. Diane Lushen, Sarah Voss, Council of Neighbors and Organizations, we thank you ever so kindly for your visit here this afternoon and for all you do for the community.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome.